Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Samach Zayin. We will begin on Daf Samach Vav on the base, six lines from the bottom, the first of the wide lines. In our previous shir, we had discussed how we know that the Korban Tamid and the Korban Pesach are brought either on Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we bring the Korban Pesach. Every week when the Tamid is brought on Shabbos, we bring it on Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos. Today's shiur, we begin to discuss the halacha of Korban Tamid and Korban Pesach being Toicha Tumah. That means, if most of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, the halacha is we still bring the Korban Pesach, even though Korbanos should not be brought when somebody is Tameh. And the same halacha applies to the Korban Tamid. So begins the Gemara Ashkechon, we have found a source for halacha, the Tamid u'Pesach tochu Shabbos. The Tamid and Pesach are brought even on Shabbos. However, asked the Gemara, the Dochat Tumah Menolon, how do we know that halacha also applies regarding Tumah? And the Tzlach asks a question, why can't we learn this halacha through a Kavachoymer? That if the Korban Tamid and the Korban Pesach have the ability to be doicha Shabbos, which is more serious than Tumah. So certainly the punishment for bringing a Korban B'Tumah is less severe than the punishment for bringing a Korban on Shabbos. So if it's doicha Shabbos, they should certainly have the ability to be doicha Tumah. So the Tzlach answers that although the Isser Shabbos is certainly a more serious Isser than the Isser Tumah, the Raya being that the punishment for being Michal Shabbos is Mises Bezdin, Skila. The punishment for bringing a Korban B'Tumah is Kares. However, the difference is that somebody did an Avoida on Shabbos, he didn't desecrate the avoida. The avoida is a kosher avoida. However, if somebody does an avoida betumah, the whole avoida is a posel avoida, and therefore we can't learn it from Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amri. So he answered, just like we learned the halacha Pesach on Shabbos from Tumah and Shabbos, Linyan Shabbos, Pesach. We learned Tumah from Pesach, Linyan Tumah regarding Hilchos Tumah. Ask the Gemara Pesach Gufa Menolan, and how do we know that the Pesach is brought betumah? Answers the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan Makra, the pasuk that teaches us the halachas of Pesach Sheni, says Ish Ish Ki Yitomei LeNefesh. That if, and I'll read the entire pasuk, Ish Ish Ki Yitomei LeNefesh, Oy B'derech L'Choyke L'Chem Oy L'Doyer Seichem, V'asa Pesach L'Hashem, B'Choydish Hasheni, B'Abba Asa Yoyim Ben Habayim. That if somebody did not bring the Korban Pesach in the proper time, he could bring it on your dalet ear. But we learn from here, ish nitcha lepesach sheni. Only one individual who is tamei and could not bring Pesach rishon brings Pesach sheni. However, we learn from here, v'ein tzeber lidochel lepesach sheni. The entire tzeber is not pushed off the Pesach sheni. Ella, they should do it betumah. Because the morale explains why is there a difference if a yochid is tamei that he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni, whereas if a rabbi mat tamei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the halach is they don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. So the morale explains a rabbi Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the god of a rabbi whether they are mekabel his malchus or they're not mekabel malchus. A yochid, says the morale, only a Kodesh Baruch Hu is considered his Hashem if that individual accepts upon himself Malchus HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So yochid needs a higher level of Tahara V'Kedusha versus a Tzibur. And therefore, since the yochid requires a higher level of Kedusha V'Tahara, because he's only able to bring the carbon, but Kedusha V'Tahara, when he is in that when he's in a proper madrega. And if he's tameh, he's not in the proper madrega. A tzibur is a tzibur. A tzibur is a tzibur under all circumstances. Amalei Rav Shimon Melach Shabbi Yochanan. Ema, but maybe the way to learn the pasuk is ish netchil pesach sheni. An individual is pushed off to pesach sheni. Tzibur, but maybe a tzibur less like the kanta. A tzibur, there's no option for them. Loi pesach rishon, loi pesach sheni. That means the entire option will be on pesach, will be available to a yochid, not to tzibur. So of course, I saw that the sefer pesach oitzer asked the question: why should a tzibur have be any less than a yochid? If the Torah is telling us that the yochid has the still the option that if he didn't bring pesach rishon, he could bring pesach sheni. So why should, because he's a tzibur, why because of a tzibur? Yes, we could understand that a carbon pesach cannot be brought betumah, even if it's the tzibur. That's something that could be accepted. But why would we say that a tzibur should not at least have the same options available to them as the yochid? And if the yochid could bring a carbon pesach sheni, so too should the tzibur. So he answers that although a tzibur, certainly as we just explained, we quoted the Maral, is much more significant than a yochid, but the tumah of a tzibur is also much more significant than the tumah of a yochid. And therefore, since it's only, maybe only, the Gemara's question is, Rish Lakish's question is, that maybe only when a yochid is tameh, so that is not considered such a significant tumah. And therefore, since it's not considered such a significant tumah, it can be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. A tzibur's tumah, however, is a very serious tumah. And since it's a very serious tumah, the halacha ought to be that a tzibur cannot get the option, maybe a Pesach Sheni. El Amr Shlokish Mihocha. How do we know that a tzibur is brought, the carbon Pesach is brought to tumah by the tzibur? The pasuk says, regarding the machnois. And the Torah teaches us that people who are unfortunately tameh have a halacha that they different tumas can't be, have to be removed from different parts of the Shechina. As we know, there were three machnas of Kedusha in Klal Yisrael when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Until from the entrance of Yerushalayim until the Har HaBayis was Machne Yisrael. From the entrance of the Har HaBayis until the Shah Nikna was the Machne Leviya. And from the Shah Nikna and further in was all the Machne Shechina. The halach is that the Metzaira has to be removed from all three Machnas. That means he can't be in Yerushalayim at all. Zovim v'zovos, needles, the Yeledes can't be in the Machne Leviya, but they could be in the Machne Yisrael, they could be in Yerushalayim. Tamei Meis, and as we learned, the Meis, even the Meis himself, could be in the Machne Leviya, but they can't be in the Machne Shechina. Tosfos Masechet Brachos says that v'zman hazeh, these halachas don't apply. They only applied when there was Yovel in place in Klal Yisrael and the rules of Batei Arachayma were in place in Klal Yisrael. Rashi does, however, say that if there was such a thing as a Metzayir B'zman Hazeh, which there isn't, because we don't have Kahanim, we don't have all of these halachas, but were there a Metzayir B'zman Hazeh, then the halacha Metzayir would still apply. So the pasuk that teaches us these halachas says, V'shalch min ha-machna, kol tzuro v'kol zov, v'kol tamei l'nefesh. So the question is, Yoma Tamei Mesim, it would have been adequate for the Torah to tell us Tamei Mesim, Vayavim Zayim Mitzarim, and there would be, and the Gemara will explain everything. And there's no need for us to teach the halacha of Zayim Mitzarim. Vani Omer, and we could have learned the Kal V'chomer, if Tamei Mesim Mishtalchim, if Tamei Mesim are sent out from the Machna, Zayim Mitzarim, who are a more significant tumah, like Kolshkein, that they should be sent out from the Machna. So we know, as the Sfas Emes, that throughout Halacha, there's a rule of Ein Onshim and Adin, that even if a Kal V'Chomer, which although we're going to learn in the Gemara, that this Kal V'Chomer may not even be a good Kal V'Chomer, but even in a case where we have a good Kal V'Chomer, we can't give Malkus based on a Kal V'Chomer. So, yes, this Kal V'Chomer might have been able to teach it to Salocha, but as the Sfasemis, we need the Kal V'Chomer in order to give a punishment. So he says that since the Pasuk says, V'lo yutamu es machneim, if we'll say that the Kal V'Chomer is a valid Kal V'Chomer, so when the Torah says V'lo yutamu es machneim, the Torah includes all of these individuals. Why do they have to single them out? Says the Gemara, Eliyesh l'chashah, there is a time, Shazav Mitzrayim Mishtalchim, that Zav Mitzrayim may not be in the Azara, Vein Tamei Mesim Mishtalchim. The Tamei Mesim may be in the Azara. Why would that be the case? Ez is a Pesach Abba B'tumma. That when Pesach is brought B'tumma, the halacha is, they could go even, the Tamei Mesim could enter even the Azara to be Makrovit. And that's why the Pasuk has to tell us that even in that time, which is what we're looking for, that when the tzibur is tamei, that even though normally the halacha is when a tzibur is tamei, they may not enter the machna. Here the halacha is that they may enter the machna, and the Torah is saying only which tameim may enter the machna, tamei mesim, not zavim mitzayram. But we do see that tamei mesim can enter the machna under those circumstances, which is exactly what we were looking for. Ask the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Ihochi. If that's the way we're going to learn the Pasuk, Le Menami, so why can we say, Yom Zovim Tamei Mesim, let the Torah teach us the Aloch of Zovim Tamei Mesim, Va Yom Mitzayra, and there's no reason to teach us the Mitzayra. Vani Oimer, and we would say, if Zov Mishtaleach, if the Zov has to leave the Machna, Mitzayra Le Koshke, because as we're going to learn, a Mitzayra is a more significant Toma, Elo, the Ma. What would we say? Yesh l'chasha, that the reason the Torah is speaking about the Mitzrayim is to teach us that there's going to be a time, the Mitzrayim mishtalchim, that the Mitzrayim may not be in the Azara, vein zovim t'mei mesim mishtalchim, vein zah pesach b'tumah. And if that's the way we're going to learn the Pasuk, we will end up with a conclusion that even a zov or a nida may bring a kam pesach b'tumah, only a Mitzrayim may not. Says the Gemara, V'chitem, and if you indeed will say, Hachinami, that is the halacha. So V'atanan, asked the Gemara, we're going to learn in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Hei, that Pesach Abba B'tumah, if there are circumstances that the current Pesach is brought because Klal Yisrael is Tomei, L'yoichlu M'menu Zovim V'zovis Nidus V'yoldus V'machlu, if they did Pturim. So if we're going to be following Rish Lakish's approach to the Pasuk, the conclusion that we would end up with is that a Zav also may bring the Karm Pesach B'tumah. But that actually is not the halacha. The halacha is a Zav may not bring the Karm Pesach B'tumah. So we're back to where we started. How do we know that the Karm Pesach may not be brought, that the Karm Pesach is brought B'tumah? So here we just learned the halacha of Shiluach Temeim, that the Pasuk is teaching us the various machnois from which the Zav and the Zava and the Mitzayra and the Tamei Meis may not enter. So this is the basis for a very important question regarding the Kaisel HaMaravi. Because the question is the Kaisel HaMaravi a Kaisel of the Harabayis, or is the Kaisel HaMaravi a Kaisel of the Azara? Because the question will be, will a Zav or a Nida, or frankly a Balkeri, be allowed to touch the Kaisel HaMaravi? If we'll say that the Kaisel HaMaravi is the Kaisel of the Azara, then it would be prohibited for any of us, because we have to all be considered that we're in the category, certainly of a Balkeri, of a Zav, of a Zava, of a Nida, a Yeledes, would not be able to touch the Kaisel. If we'll say, however, it's the Kaisel is the Kaisel of the Harabayis, so if it's the Kaisel Harabayis, we just learned that the only people that could be out that may not be in the Harabayis are the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim, They have to be outside of all three machnas. But we're, of course, not Mitzrayim. So most Achroinim are of the opinion that the Kaisel is the Kaisel of the Harabayis. However, there are opinions that say that the Kaisel is the Kaisel of the Azara. And if the Halacha is that the Kaisel is the Kaisel Hazara, then one should not touch the Kaisel. The Avdei Nezer in the Shas Tshuvas Yerideya Simen Tuf Gimel is very clear that the Kaisel is the Kaisel of the Harabayis, not the Kaisel of the Azara. And so too was the opinion of Rav Tzadik Hakoyin Lublin that the Kaisel is the Kaisel of the Harabayis, not of the Azara. But back to our Gemara. We still have not successfully found a source how to know that that Korban Pesach is brought mitumah. Elam Abay Lo'olam Mikro Kama. We go back to the original pasuk, which we said ish, that the ish is goes to Pesach Sheni. The tzibur, the Gemara said, does not go to Pesach Sheni. But the question is, if maybe the way to learn the pasuk is that the yochid is pushed to Pesach Sheni, the tzibur doesn't have any option. As says the Gemara, if that were the halacha, im kein nichtav rachmona ish. Then it would be adequate for the Torah just to write it that way. Why did the Torah, lenefesh lamali, why did the Torah add the word lenefesh? Of course the pasuk is going to exclude the other tumas. Because if tumas meis, the halacha is, you can't bring the Korban Pesach, then why should any other tumah be different? V'chi tema, if we'll say halal nefesh, so it must be to tell us that they can bring the carbon betoma. Ask the Gemara, v'chi tema, halal nefesh lahochi asu. Maybe the purpose of the word lenefesh is coming to teach us that tamei meis hu denitch lepesach sheni. Avashar tameim loy. They don't bring a carbon pesach at all. For Tanya, the Brisa clearly teaches us, yochol loy yis, that the only option for Pesach Sheni is El Tamei Mesim, somebody's a Tamei Mes, or V'shahoyim B'derek Rechoyka, it cannot arrive to the Beis Hamikdash for Pesach Rishon. Zoven of the Tzoroyim and Balei Nidos, Menayin, that they can bring a Pesach Sheni, Tamaloyim Ish Kiyat Tamei, that anybody who was Tamei in Pesach Rishon can bring Pesach Sheni. So if that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, it can't be to teach us that other Tameim can't bring a Pesach Sheni, where Halacha clearly is that they can. Ela Hachikomer. Ish Nitchle Pesach Sheni, to teach us that an individual is pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Vein Tzibur Nitchle Pesach Sheni, the Tzibur is not pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Ela Avdi B'tumma. Viki Avdi B'tzibur B'tumma, B'tumay Meis. But this Halacha is only a Tumay Meis brings Pesach Rishon if the Roiv Hatzibur, most of the Tzibur is Tomei. Avol Shah Tumas Loy Avdi, this halacha of Tumah Hotri B'Tzibur does not apply to Pesach that they could bring the carbon even if most of the Tzibur is Tomei. So as we've been discussed, so now we have a source that for the halacha that if the Tzibur is Tomei, they bring the carbon. They can bring the carbon on Pesach Rishon. So as we've been discussing, the Torah teaches us that people who are Tamei may not enter the Beis HaMikdash or other places where there is Kedusha. But as we also discussed, there are different levels of Tumah. The Tamei Meis may only not be in the Machne Shechina. The Nida, the Yeledes, the Zov may not be in Machne Leviya. And the Metzora may not even be in Machne Yisrael. Not only is the Halacha that the Metzora cannot be in the Machne Yisrael, the Mishnah in Masechta Kelim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, teaches us that the Metzora is not only expelled from all of Yerushalayim, but he may not be in any Batei Arachayma. He may not be in any walled city in Eretz Yisrael. Even though, explains the Rambam, that these cities are not considered Machne Yisrael. But since the Torah, when it speaks about the Metzora, uses the words Bodad Yeshiv, he must sit alone, he must be in isolation, he's not allowed to be in any walled city. We're going to be now discussing in our Gemara that if a Metzora enters Yerushalayim, he is over Eloisasei, and there's going to be a discussion if he gets Malkus. So says Rashi, Divrei Maskil Lefnim, that if we're saying that any walled city in Eretz Yisrael, as far as the Metzora is concerned, has the same halacha, so too would be the halacha on a Metzora, says Rashi, entering any walled city. Any walled city, as far as the Metzora is concerned, is equivalent to any walled city for a Metzora is equivalent to Yerushalayim. The Rambam disagrees. And he says that the walled cities, even though there is an Isser, as we just learned, for Metzora to enter the walled cities, but the lav of Leitamu Esmachneim only applies to Yerushalayim. And therefore, the Rambam's opinion is that if a Metzora enters a walled city, he's over Mitzvah Sasei of Bodad Yeshiv, but he's not over the lav of Leitamu Machneim. But there's an interesting Sefri. The Sefri says that when Yeshua entered Eretz Yisrael, he gave all walled cities the Kedusha of Machne Yisrael. So it turns out that according to the Sefri, there would be a difference in before Yeshua and after Yeshua. Before Yeshua was Mekadesh, all of the walled cities. Indeed, there the Rambam would differentiate between Yerushalayim and all other walled cities. But once Yeshua, says the Sefri, was Mekadesh, all of the walled cities in Eretz Yisrael, even the Rambam maybe would not differentiate. Amar Mechizda. So says Rav Chizda, Metzora shenichnas lefnim chitzasoi, that if the Metzora went where he wasn't supposed to go, Potter, he doesn't get Malkus. For he says, Shenemar, Bodad Yesh b'chutz l'machta meshavav, the Metzora has to be in isolation outside of Yerushalayim. Hakosav nitkel asei. The Torah made it into mitzvah asei. The Torah made it alav ha-nitkel asei. Because the Torah says that if he did enter where he's not supposed to enter, what he should do is just go back to where he is, where he's allowed to be. And like that, he won't be in the wrong place. And there's a rule through Rav Shas that alav ha-nitkel asei, when you have somebody doing something that is a lav, but it could be corrected that you don't get Malkus. So here too, the lav that the Metzora went where he wasn't supposed to go is corrected by going where he may be, and therefore he won't get Malkus. Ask the Gemara of Chizda, Esvei, the Brisa says, Metzora shenichnas lefnei mechitzasoi, the Metzora goes where he's not supposed to be, Barboim, he does get Malkus. Similarly, says the Braisa, Zavim is Zavish Nichnasu Ufne Mechitzosun. If they go where they may not be, Baboim, they get Malkus. V'Tomei Meis, continues the Braisa, Muta Lekonis L'Machn L'Via. As we discussed earlier, Tomei Meis may be in the Machn L'Via. The only place that the Tomei Meis may not be is in the Machn Shechina. And furthermore, says the Braisa, V'loi Tomei Meis B'Lvad Amru. This halacha does not only apply to the Tomei Meis, El Afilu Meis Atzmai may be there. Shenema, as the pasuk says, the yikach Moshe as atzmos Yosef imoy b'mechitzosoi. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi, and Moshe Rabbeinu had the atzmos Yosef, the kever of Yosef with him. So we see that they were in the Machne Leviyah. Of course, I saw that the Achronim asked the question. This pasuk that says the yikach Moshe as atzmos Yosef imoy. It said before the Mishkan was erected and before the Mishkan was constructed, there were no machnas. So they answer that still, as long as the pasuk seems to be teaching us that not only before the Mishkan was put up did this halacha apply, but it even applied after it even the reality was that the Atzmos Yosef were with Moshe Rabbeinu even after the Mishkan was constructed. And then we did have the machnas. Answers the Gemara, Tanoihi. So now we have clearly the Brice indicating that a Mitzoyra that went where he may not go does get Malkus. Rav Chisda said there is no Malkus because Rav Chisda called it a laf anetiklasei. Answers the Gemara, Tanoihi, that this is actually Machlokus Tanoim. The Tanya, Bada Yeshiv, regarding the Mitzoyra as we quoted earlier, the Torah Kedosha says, Bada Yeshiv, Mechutz L'machna Meshavav, Shlevada Yeshiv, that the Pasuk is teaching us that where he has to go, no other Tameim are the Yoshim Imai. That the most significant, serious halacha of Shiluach are being sent out of Machnas applies to the Metzorah, who sent out of even Machna Yisrael. Yochel Yezovim Tameim Mesim Shtachnu Machna Achas. That they all have the same halacha, the Zov and the Tameim Mes, Tameloimer. The Torah says, "V'lo tamas machneihem." It says, "Machneihem aloshin rabim." What's the Torah saying that for? Lite machne lazer or machne lazer. That every category of tumah has a different halacha. The zovim have to be sent out of even machne levia, and the tamei meis are sent out of only machne shchina. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain't it tzorich? We don't need this pasuk to teach us that the Mitzorah is sent out of all three machnas, because harei oimer v'shachem and amachna kol tzuru v'kozov v'kol tamei lenefesh. So we know from here already that there are different categories and different levels for different tameim where they have to be expelled from. But not because the way we should learn is as follows: yoimer tamei meis. For the Torah should have just said the aloch by tamei meis v'yoimer tamei zov. There's no reason for the Torah to mention Tamei Zav, Vani Oimer, and we'll be able to learn a Kavach Oimer. If Tamei Meis Mishtalchim, Zovin, which is a more serious Tumah, which the Gemara is going to explain, Loi Kolshkein, Lama Nomer, so why did the Torah have to single out the Zov once the Tamei Meis was mentioned? Litan Loi Machna Shniya, that not only is he expelled from the Machna Shchina, he's also expelled from the Machna Leviya. Similarly, continues the Braisa, Yom Zov, would have been enough for the Torah to say Zov, Vayom Mitzorin, there's no reason for the Torah to say Mitzorah. When the Omer, and we could have concluded, if Zovim Mishtalchim, Mitzorayim Loikoshkein, because as we're going to again learn, that the Mitzorah is considered a more serious Tumah than a Zov, Loma Nama Mitzorah, why did the Torah single out Mitzorah? Litloi Machna Shlishis, that the Zov is only expelled from the Machna Leviyah, whereas the Zov is expelled from all of Yerushalayim. Shloimer, what was the purpose of the Torah then repeating Bodet Yeshiv? To teach us, Hakos of Nitka Lasei, to teach us that there is no Malkus, it can be corrected by going where he's supposed to go, and that's how we'll know that the Mitzorah is expelled. So we see a Machloikis if there is Malkus for Mitzorah entering the Yerushalayim or not. And that is what that was the basis for Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is following the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Asked the Gemara, but the Braisa said that if the halacha by Azov and a Tamei Meis were the same, there would be no reason to say the halacha by Azov, because we could learn it from a Tamei Meis, because Azov is more serious Tuma than a Tamei Meis. Ask the Gemara, my chumra de Zov mi Tamei Meis. What is that chumra? Shekein, Tamei Yotz Lamagufa. The person who becomes Meis, comes Tamei Meis, becomes Tamei from an external Tuma. This is a internal tumma, the ziva comes out of the person's body. Says the Gemara, but Adrabba, tamei meis is chomer. I could bring a raya that tamei meis is a more serious tumma. Shekein ton hazor shlishi v'shvi. We know that if somebody becomes a tamei meis, the only way he becomes tar is by sprinkling on him the mechatas, the water that's mixed with the ashes of the para aduma, on the third day after he becomes tar, and the seventh day. That halacha does not apply by a zava. Amakra, that's why the pasuk said, tamei lenefesh. And then the pasuk also says, v'kol tamei, to teach us, l'rabbis tamei sheretz, that a person who became tamei, because he came in contact with sheretz, also may not be in the mechana shechina. Now, yes, there is an argument to say that a zav has a chumrah that a tamei mace doesn't have. Because the tamei mace has a chumrah that the zav doesn't have. That the tamei mace requires hazars shlishi v'shvi, and the zav does not. But therefore, we can't say, well, if that's the halacha by tamei mace, that halacha certainly will apply by a zav, because the tamei mace has a chumrah. But if the halacha were that a tamei sheretz can't be in the machne shechina, so then certainly we would say that if a tamei sheretz may not be there, then a zav certainly may not be there. Because when we speak about a tamei sheretz, a zav is certainly a more significant tumma than a zav is certainly a more significant tumma than a tamei sheretz. If the halacha is that a tamei sheretz can't be in the machne shechina, why? So it's obvious that a zav may not be there. Zav is chum v'tamei sheretz. The zav is a more significant tumma. Why does the Torah have to say that the zav may not be there? To teach us that not only may a zav not be in the machne shechina, but he may also not be in the machne leviyah. Says the Gemara, umay chumra. What is the chumra of a zav over tamei sheretz? Like we explained, because the tumma of a zav comes out of his body, whereas the tumma of a sheretz comes externally from the person coming in contact with the sheretz. Adirabba, says the Gemara, an argument can be made the other way. Sheretz chomer. We can make an argument that a tumma sheretz is a more significant tumma than a tumma's zov. She came with tamim ba'oinus. The halacha is that if a person comes in contact with a sheretz, he's tumma. Under all circumstances, as soon as the person comes in contact with a sheretz, he is tamei. Whereas she came with tamba anitz. Amri, whereas the halacha by ziva is, ziva is not metamba ba'onis. That if somebody becomes tamei zov, the halacha is that if there's an external reason, he ate too much, he's not well. If there's an external reason to apply why he became a Zav, he's not considered Tumei Zav. So we see that the Tumei Sheretz has a Chumrah of a Tumei Zav. Answers the Gemara, Amri, they answer in the Yeshiva, Kegav Zav Nami Tumei Be'ernis. Even if somebody became a Zav under similar circumstances as he became a Tumei Sheretz, he would be at least Tumei to some degree. Rav Huna, as Rav Huna taught us, Dam Rav Huna, Rear Rishonei Shel Zav, a zav is not considered a zav unless he had two riyas, then he's a zav to a greater degree. If he has three riyas, he's even more of a zav or a zava. But the first riyah of the zav is different than the other two riyas. And the first riyah of a zav, even if it was ba'aynas, even if there were external reasons that caused the ziva, the halacha is in the tamei ba'onis. So what are you trying to say? That the tamei sheretz has a chumrah over the tamei ziva? That isn't true. Because as far as the first three of a zav, even a tamei zav is metame ba'onis. So why did the Torah have to teach us that a zav is sent out of the machna? Why, of the machna shechina? Why can't I learn his halacha from the tamei sheretz? Must be to teach us that he's expelled even from the machna levia. And then we said that how do we know that Metzora is expelled from all three machnas? Because if not, then I could have learned the Metzora from Azov. Ask the Gemara, my chrom the Metzora Mazov. She came to him Priya. The halacha is that Metzora has to let his hair grow. Ufriya has to tear his clothing. Vas Matashra Shemita, he may not have relations. Ask the Gemara, Adirabba, Zav Chamer, she came a Tama Mishkev Emoshev. There's a special Tumah by Zav, that the halacha is that anything he sits on, provided that it's something meant to sit or lay on, not only do they become tamei, they become tamei with a tumah chamura, that they become an avatuma. Similarly, metame klicheres behesed, moving a klicheres, even if he didn't actually touch the klicheres, he just caused the klicheres to move, the halacha is that there's a special chumra by a zav that it becomes tamei. So that's how. So how could you say that a metzora is more serious than a zav? We see that a zav has certain chumras that a metzora doesn't have. Amakra zav. So the Torah says Zov, but the Torah doesn't just say Zov. The Torah says V'chol Zov. And when the Torah says V'chol Zov, it means L'rabbis Balkeri, that a person who had an emission of Zerov, semen. Now, these special chumras that we said that apply by a Zov, only by a Zov, not by a Balkeri. A Metzora is certainly a more serious tumor than a Balkeri. So if a Balkeri may not be in the Machna Leviya, certainly a Metzora may not be there. Metzora is certainly chumra than a Balkeri. And my chumri, what are we saying? Kramaran, that the Metzora requires Priya or Frima, Tashma Shemitah is also, which doesn't apply by Balkeri. Says the Gemara, why are you so quick to say that a Metzora is a more serious tumor than a Balkeri? An argument can be made, Adirabba, that a Balkeri is Chomer, that a Balkeri is a more serious tumor. She came with Tama B'mashu. Even the slightest amount of Keri that exits his body, he makes him Tame. Whereas a Metzora is only considered a Metzora if he has a tsaras, if he has a nega the size of a gris, which is a bean. Typically, the poskim say it's the size of a dime. Answers the Gemara, Savala, Rav Shimon holds like Rav Nosson, the Tanya Rav Nosson, Am Mishim Rav Shmuel, Zav Tzorech Chasimus Pia Oma, that the Zav to become Tameh has to have a much ziva exit his body, which would cover his organ. The Chum don't agree. They hold that a Zav is Tameh even with the slightest amount of ziva. The Iskish, Balkeri, the Zav, the Torah treats a Balkeri as far as the amount of Keri that exits his body, similar to what a Zav's halach is. And therefore, if we'll say that a Zav is only Tamei when the Ziva that exits his body is this amount of Chesimus Pia Amma, that will be the halacha by a Balkeri as well. The amount of Chesimus Pia Amma is larger than a gris. So you wanted to say that there's a Chumra by a Balkeri over a Metzora. That a Metzora is only Metzora with a gris. And a Balkeri is even with less. But according to Rav Nosson, that actually isn't halacha. So we haven't been able to find any Chumra of a Metzora, of a Balkeri over a Metzora. So if the halacha of a Metzora were equivalent to halacha of Balkeri, there would be no reason for the Torah to tell us the halacha that a Metzora should be sent out. We can learn that halacha from a Balkeri. The fact that the Torah didn't need to say it means to teach us that the Metzora is even sent out mechutz l'machne Yisrael as well. So in our Gemara, we just learned that the chumra of a Zav over a Metzora is that a Zav, the Mishkev and Moshev, becomes an Avatoma. And Rashi explains that a Metzora, what he sat on or what he laid on, would also certainly become Tomei, but they don't become an Avatoma. The Rambam, however, says that a Metzora who sits or lays on a Mishkev and Moshev becomes also an Avatoma. But the question is, our Gemara clearly said that this din only applies by a Zav and not by a Balkeri, and as only by Zov and not by a Metzora, we need to understand the Rambam. Ask the Gemara. So now that we've learned that whenever the Torah says the word V'kol by any of the people who are Tomei, it comes to teach us something. When the Torah said by Tomei Meis V'kol, it came to add a Tomei Sheretz. When the Torah used the word V'kol by Zov, it came to add a Balkeri. Ask the Gemara called Tzrua Lamali. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, so what do we learn from the word kol, which the Torah uses when it speaks about the Tumas Saras? Answers the Gemara, there is no limud. The Ayat the Ksiv calls off. The Torah wanted to stay with the same style of writing. And Ayat the Ksiv calls off, Ksiv Nami called Tzrua, even though there is no limud. And of course, as I saw the Mefarshim explain, were we to have a limud that we could learn from Kol Tzurua, we would prefer to learn that limud from Kol Tzurua and not just say, well, there's really no limud from Kol Tzurua. But the Gemara has not been able to find such a limud. And where there is no, so under normal circumstances, what we would say is that we have a real problem. We have an extra word in the Torah. There can't be any extra words in the Torah. However, for the purpose of our Gemara, since the Torah used the word kol zov, which, as we just mentioned, there is something to learn from, so therefore the Torah also says kol tzuruah, even though we have not been able to find something to learn from it, and it will not be considered a question, well, how can we have a pasuk, an extra word, that we don't have anything to learn from, because that is acceptable if that's the style that the Torah is using. Goes back to Gemara. The Gemara goes back to the machloikis that we quoted between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda shapakamer, Rabbi Shimon, asked the Gemara to Rabbi Yehuda, didn't Rabbi Shimon make a very important point? From the pasuk of Yishalchu ben Amachna, we could learn all of the different categories of people who are tamei. We don't have to have the other pasuk from V'loyitam l'chsmachneim. Answers Gemara, Hume b'ayla l'chetanya b'leza oimer. I need that pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda for another purpose. L'chetanya, as we learned in the Braiser, b'leza oimer, yochot ochu zovim mitzroim, v'nichtan su lazar b'pesach b'abba tamam. That as we've been learning in our entire shir, that's how we began the shir today, that if the current Pesach of Roiv Tzibur is tamim, and the Korban Pesach is brought under those circumstances, what would be, which we said, that halacha only applies to Tamei Mesim. What would be the halacha if other individuals who are also Tamei entered the Azara under those purposes? Yochel Yechav Yavim. The halacha, that if somebody is Tamei, enters the Azara, Rechman Tzlan, he's Chayiv Koris. Maybe even under those circumstances, there would be a Chayiv Koris. Tamalayma. The pasuk says, "V'yishalchu min hamachna katzuruah v'kozov v'chotamei l'nefesh," to teach us. B'shoah she'tamei meisim, at a time the tamei meisim are expelled, the halach is zovim mitzrayim mishtalchim. Ain tamei meisim mishtalchim, but if it's a situation where tamei meisim are not expelled, the situation of tumah hutra b'tzibur, and most of the tzibur is tamei, they bring the Korban Pesach, even though the zovim mitzrayim are not given that rule. But if they did go in, which they should not have, ein zavim zavim mishtalchim, there's no chiv karis. That's why we need the pasuk coin of Yehuda for that limud, and we can't learn. And therefore, since the pasuk is needed for that limud, the halacha of the various machnois from which the different tameim have to be expelled, Rabbi Yehuda says we need to use another pasuk for.